Welcome to Shakespeare FC, The Words, a five-minute journey into the individual bits of language that were forged, fletched, hewn, and hammered, and sometimes crowbarred, into existence by our brilliant and witty Warwickshirean wordsmith, or, as you become more familiar, Uncle Will. I'm your host, Kari Marshall. Today we have a word with a lovely little origin story attached to it. Something about kings, crowns, and the old idea that every inch of land technically belonged to the monarch. But I'm going to cheerfully ruin that for you. But that's not even the sleight of hand I'm going to show you first. The word underneath all this, in its bare form, has always meant something solid, actually existing, genuinely there. The trick is that at some point somebody simply bolted two letters onto the front of it, un, and built an entirely new word that, as un does, flatly contradicts the first. But that just made things a bit messier. That negated word then went on to develop its own twist. These days, half the time you hear it, it's being used as the highest compliment going. Not to deny something exists, but to say it's almost too good to be true. Uncle Will naturally got there first, or did he? Hurling the negated version at an unsuspected dinner guest who absolutely should not have been able to attend. Today's word, unreal. And for this one, we must don our kilts of calamitous consequences and tiptoe very carefully into the candlelit, blood-soaked banqueting hall of Dunsinane Castle, where Macbeth is hosting what may be the single worst dinner party, before the pie course in Titus Andronicus, obviously. Mackers has just murdered his way to the throne, invited the lords round to celebrate, and then, to absolutely nobody's surprise but his own, the ghost of Banquo, the very man he had murdered earlier that evening, strolls in and takes his chair.
Approach thou like the rugged Russian bear, the armed rhinoceros, or the hulking tiger. Take any shape but that, and my firm nerves shall never tremble, or be alive again. And dare me to the desert with thy sword. If trembling I inhabit, then protest me the baby of a girl. Hence, horrible shadow, unreal mockery, hence.
So where does real, the word he's busy negating, actually come from? Time to make good on that promise. You'll sometimes hear that real, as in real estate, comes from royal, the old idea that all land technically belonged to the king. It's a wonderful story, but alas, completely wrong. Royal comes from the Latin regalis, relating to a king. Real comes from somewhere far less glamorous, the Latin res, meaning simply thing. Nothing royal about it, just thingness. Now, unreal, the negation, the word Macbeth actually says, is rarer in this period than you'd think, which is exactly why Uncle Will so often gets credited as its coiner. Uncle Will would also go on to use it in his Winter's Tale, with the jealous Leontes accusing his own imagination of being coactive with what's unreal, and again in his All's Well That Ends Well, where a stunned king, confronted with a woman he thought was dead, simply asks, "Is't real that I see?" So, that's that. But restrain your equine excitement, because there is a bit of contention about that recently. A poet named Samuel Daniel may have already put unreal into print the year before, in 1605, in a poem called Ulysses and the Siren, warning Ulysses not to be deceived with that unreal name. Uncle Will's Scottish saga is usually dated around 1606, so he may have been pipped to the post by a few months by a man who history mostly forgot. I know, when you think about it, that is... what?
Absolutely unreal stuff.
Well, alas and alack, my friends, that is all we have time for. Join us again next time for another hopefully informative journey into the mind of Uncle William. I'm Kari Marshall. Farewell until next time.
Shakespeare Full Circle is a production of WGTE Public Media and is sponsored in part by the generous support of the Cowie Family Charitable Trust and Michelle and Kelvin McElwain. All previous episodes are available at wgte.org/sfc and wherever you get your podcasts.